The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Reynolds, Artistic Director from Quarter Century Theatre, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Hi, I'm Khalil Gandhi, Artistic Associate from Quarter Century Theatre, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Quarter Century Theatre, our Collingwood's premier contemporary theatre company, hosted their inaugural All Ages 2016 Battle of the Bands fundraiser on Thursday, December the 29th at the Canadian Royal Legion in Collingwood. Five bands competed before their fans and a panel of judges comprised of Laura LaChapelle, Grifry Banjes Raffles, and Damien Spalding for a chance to win one of the amazing prizes, such as a custom-designed guitar generously donated by Spalding School of Music, a custom-designed electric guitar donated by Blue Mountain Music, and a professional music video for one of their singles by producer Khalil Gandhi. Along with supporting Quarter Century Theatre, the newest professional theatre company was running a food drive at the event where you had an opportunity of winning an iPad. Fun games were available throughout the night with prizes all generously donated by local businesses. I had the opportunity to speak to the contestants prior to the competition, and joining me on Beach Corner are the five competing bands: Stolen Arcs, Telestar's Rock and Roll Show Band, Delanus Brothers, Bad Habit, and Affine, a.k.a. Stephanie Short. I also got an opportunity to catch up with organizers Rochelle Reynolds and Khalil Gandhi. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, live at the inaugural All Ages Battle of the Bands event presented by Quarter Century Theatre at the Royal Canadian Legion in Collingwood. I'm joined by Bad Habit. Congratulations on your third place for the People's Choice Award. How are you feeling about tonight's competition?
Feeling pretty good, feeling pretty confident, gone over our stuff multiple times, so, you know, just feel we're pretty strong on all our songs.
So, can you please introduce yourself to our audience? Who's who here?
I'm Ian Duffy. I play guitar.
I'm Carson Arrigo, and I play the drums.
I'm Jacob Spohr. I slap the bass.
I'm Jaden Ellis. I also play guitar.
So, you guys are influenced by the music of the 60s and the 70s. So, what do you like about this era?
I think that's just when music was more real. Too much of it is processed now by things that are not human, and you just don't get that same feeling from it.
How much preparation has gone into for the Battle of the Bands competition?
Just as much as any other gig. You know, you practice as hard as you can, so you're always on point.
And where can we find more information on Bad Habit?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
Our Facebook is www.facebook.com/badhabitrockandroll. We also have Instagram at badhabitofficial. And we have business cards up in local stores around Collingwood if you can find them. So hopefully there are some of them still there.
Well, good luck tonight. I wish you all the best. I'll be watching. And do you really feel like you're prepared? How many songs are you doing?
5, 6.
Ooh, that's quite a bit. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diana.
I'm with Affine, with singer-songwriter Stephanie Short at the Battle of the Bands in Collingwood. So, welcome to Beach Corner.
Hi, thank you.
So, how did you come up with the name Affine? Because that's really different.
Well, one of the artists I listened to, her name is Halsey, and she was telling us how she kind of rearranged her name to make a new one. So I did the same thing, and I was thinking about it. I took out the ST in front of my name, rearranged the letters, and I got Affine.
So your name is Stephanie Short.
Yes.
Correct. There you go. And at what age did you start playing?
I started playing guitar when I was 15. That's when I got my first guitar. And I started playing piano when I was 14. But I've done musicals and plays since 3 or 4. So.
Wow. So describe your music to our listeners, because I was just listening to you while you were doing sound check there. It's really pretty. Oh,
thank you so much. So I'm really inspired by kind of soul artists and R&B and pop. Adele's one of my inspirations, as well as Whitney Houston. So a lot of the music I sing is definitely related to those genres.
So how do you feel about tonight's competition?
I'm super excited. Like, I haven't performed on stage in about 8 months, so this is kind of being reintroduced to me, so...
So is this your first Battle of the Bands competition?
With Quarter Century Theater, yes, because it is a new theater. But I did Battle of the Bands at my old high school a couple of years ago, so that was my first one.
And you were attending Jean Vanier, correct?
I was. I'm currently at CCI as a returner, but after that, I will kind of just be doing music. So.
Excellent. Where can we find more information on Afine?
So I do have an Instagram page. It's not underneath my stage name, but it is _ Stephanie Patricia. I do post videos on there. I also have a YouTube channel, and that is under the name Afine as well, so you can go check me out there.
And can you spell that for us?
Aphiene.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank
I wish you,
very
all
much.
The best. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Thank you. Joining me on Beach Corner are the Telestars Rock and Roll Show Band. Renee, Frankie, Dee, the lead singer, Ricky, Billy, Blastoff, and Debbie. Did I miss anybody?
Morella.
And Morella.
Blake.
Morella and?
Blake.
Blake. Okay, here we go. So you have garnered the People's Choice Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God. How exciting.
thank the fans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks.
So how are you feeling about tonight's competition?
Ready, excited.
Great. Great.
You're here to
Great.
Have fun.
You're here to have fun. Okay, how about you, Renee?
Very excited about it.
Excellent. So, is this your first competition at Battle of the Bands?
For Telstars? Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Okay, so this is really exciting. So how many hours of rehearsals have you done for this competition?
Oh, guys, you got to tell her that.
Go ahead. Well, we've been practicing, quite a bit. I say about, 25 hours? 30 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah?
So you've been putting a lot of time. Are you doing one or two songs tonight?
We do 20 minutes, so I think you guys are going to do six songs, right?
Six songs. Yeah. Wow. So anything we could know a little bit? What type or what are you planning?
You know,
Surprise.
Oh, we're rock and roll.
We're 50s
and 60s.
We're rock
still
and roll.
Our same venue.
Rock and roll,
yes.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Excellent.
Everything that comes with rock and roll, we're going to bring it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, you guys, and I wish you all the best of luck. I'll be here all night, so I'm looking forward to seeing who will be the winner. And hopefully it'll be you guys who
Rock. There's a lot of good bands, and we hope we're the number one. But a lot of good competition.
Go ahead. When we win, she's going to be one of the dancers too on stage.
Oh, don't talk.
Excellent. Okay, so something to look forward to. All the best, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Diane.
Bye. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more from the 2016 Battle of the Bands presented by Quarter Century Theater, along with the winner of the night.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Joining me is the Lanens brothers. Did I pronounce that correctly?
No.
Okay, can you correct me?
The Lanens brothers.
The Lanens. Okay, so this is a brother team. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jude Lanens. I'm the drummer.
And I'm Carter, and I'm the guitarist.
So at what age did you start playing?
I started playing at 3.
And I started when I was 5.
Wow, that's really young. What made you decide to get into the music?
My parents thought it was a good idea because I just, like, hit pots when I was younger, pretending they were drums, so.
Wow. So describe your music to our listeners. What kind of music do you play?
We kind of do, like, a little bit of pop, rock, or, like, alternative rock or, like, hip-hop or something like this.
Do you have a favorite song you enjoy playing?
We can't really announce it right now because it's going to be our final song if we make it to the finals.
But you have a favorite artist that you admire?
Eminem. Yes.
Eminem, all Eminem, right. Yeah. So how do you feel about tonight's competition?
It's going to be hard. But the thing that really sets us apart, we noticed that we have to be, like, stage presence. So, like, it's like everybody's just, like, standing there playing. But then you have to, like, move around. You got to talk to the audience, make them laugh and stuff like that.
Of course. So how much preparation, rehearsals that you've done for this competition?
4 or 3 weeks.
Wow, that's a lot of work. So is this your first Battle of the Bands competition?
Yes, but we perform a lot. We perform at other places, but this is our first Battle of the Bands. But we're buskers downtown.
Great.
In the summer times, we usually go on the weekends at 1 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Well, I wish you good luck for tonight.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, live at the first ever all-ages Battle of the Bands presented by Quarter Century Theatre at the Royal Canadian Legion in Collingwood. Joining me on Beach Corner are Stolen Arcs, who came second place at the People's Choice Award. Congratulations!
Well, thank you very much.
So can you please introduce yourself to our listener, and what instrument do you play?
I'm Brett. I sing and I play bass.
My name is Sebastian. I play guitar.
I'm Connor. I also play guitar.
And I'm Josh, and I play drums.
Great. So how are you feeling about tonight's competition?
We're excited. We're ready to have some fun. Make some music, make some noise.
So tell me about the band's name, Stolen Arcs. Who came up with this name?
Actually, it would have been me that came up with it.
I'm not ready for this story.
we knew there was a wise old guy we knew, and he was all for kind of theories and stuff like that. So we basically based it off of kind of the Ark of the Covenant, Stolen Ark, so the Stolen Ark of the Covenant.
Nice. So describe your music genre.
I think we consider ourselves alternative rock, but I mean, we play everything and anything. Like, it's
anything
whatever we
loud.
Feel like.
Yeah. Alternative.
If it's loud and
it's
melts your
it's
face
everything.
Off, we play it.
So this is not your first Battle of the Bands. You participated in Barry back in June. How do you prepare for such an event?
A lot of coffee.
A lot of coffee. Practice all morning. So we've been practicing since 10 a.m.
So what's next for Stolen Arcs?
We have an EP coming out in the new year. We've been recording with Jeff Wardell and Barry at Your Production Studios. And so we finished off the recording, and now we're just waiting for the mastering to finish. And then we're going to be putting that out for people to buy.
Yeah,
and then hopefully
on Spotify, Google Play, stuff like that.
Excellent. So where can we find more information?
At our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/StolenArcs.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a Bandcamp page. So basically, if you search up Stolen Arcs, you'll get a bunch of pages for our name.
Excellent. Well, good luck for tonight. Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Bad Habit has won at the Battle of the Bands tonight, presented by Quarter Century Theater. How do you guys feel? And you guys really rock and kick ass on stage.
Hey, thank you. You know, there's a lot of great acts here tonight, and we worked hard, but so did the others, so it's really nice.
Your guitar licks were amazing. I mean, the minute you went on stage, it was like, wow, Bad Habit was so strong. How did you feel?
Thank you. I always feel great on stage. We're just this group. It just feels so good to be playing with these guys. So, you know,
well,
I'm so lucky.
Soon. Congratulations. It's wonderful. And hopefully we'll see you at the next event.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How do you feel tonight? Congratulations.
I feel great. Also, I can't speak. I feel really great. You know, just thought became just really strong and really happy with how we did. And
you guys played so well. You were so strong and your present was amazing. So tell us about the gift you just won.
So we just won a custom build guitar by Spalding School of Arts, and it's actually, like, looking at it, it's really nice. It's really light.
It's custom made.
Yeah, the trim on it's beautiful. It's really, really nice.
Well, I hope we will hear more about Bad Habit, because you guys really, really rock there. I wish you all the best. Congratulations again at Battle of the Bands 2016, presented by Quarter Century Theater.
Thank you so much. Make sure to check out our Facebook. Hopefully we'll be recording some new songs in the new year. Get an EP out, hopefully. So, yeah, that'd be great.
All the best. Good way to start the new year.
Yeah, awesome way.
Joining me is Rochelle, Reynolds, and Khalil Gandhi.
Hey, how's it going?
Congratulations on the inaugural Battle of the Bands.
Thank you.
A wonderful event tonight. So how do you feel?
I feel great. That went so well. I think everyone was really into it. Our bands were sensational. They blew us away. Yeah. We had awesome games. We had great prizes. I think it was awesome.
A great success. Yeah. How about you, Khalil?
Oh man, I'm a little tired. Not gonna lie to you, but I mean, it was such an awesome night, and all of our bands were excellent. We had so much awesome talent up on the stage. It was a really close race right to the finish. We had awesome games. We had a great turnout too. It was a really, really great event for us.
And you also had great judges. Tell me about some of the judges.
Oh my goodness, our judges were so talented. We had Damien Spaulding and Laura LaChapelle and Geoffrey Banchis Raffles, who are all fantastic musical prodigies in their own right. So it was so great having them, and they offered some really great insight.
So we look forward to next year. Like, this is the first year.
Absolutely.
Are you already going to start working on next year's Battle of the Bands?
Actually, well, no, not next year's Battle of the Bands, but it turns out tomorrow we actually start planning our next fundraiser right away. So,
excellent.
Come check us out on January 13th at the Simcoe Street Theater. We're having a really fancy gala night, and you'll even see a sneak peek of our first show, Saltwater Moon.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to Quarter Century Theater.
Thank you, Diana. So thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. All the best. Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to congratulate the winners and all those who participated and took the time to speak to Beach Corner. And once again, congratulations to Bad Habit on winning the 2016 Battle of the Bands presented by Quarter Century Theater, followed by Telestar's Rock and Roll Show Band and Delaney's Brothers. A special thanks to Rochelle Reynolds and Khalil Gandhi for making this interview possible and for organizing a great event. For more information, visit qctheater.ca. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcasts anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.